Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Let's talk about Will Rogers. Will Rogers had a lot of common sense and had a funny way of putting things sometimes, so we had to have a little fun with this conversation. What can we learn about retirement planning from the great Will Rogers? I'll give you a quote, and you can tell us what we can learn from that when it comes to financial planning. Okay, David?
Okay, let's go.
This ought to be interesting. There are three kinds of men, he said. There are three kinds of men. The one that learns by reading, the few who learn by observation, the rest of them have to pee on the electric fence for themselves. He had a colorful way of putting things, but what in the world can we learn from that?
I'm going to be a little less colorful, I think.
Good.
So I had a friend's dad who I remember saying, son, you don't have to make all the mistakes yourself. And so I think that's what old Will Rogers was talking about. So this is where I think a little bit of gray hair does you some really good in this business, and getting some advice from a gray hair might help you. I know exactly where I was in 1987 when the market went down 22% in one day. I know exactly where I was in 2002 when the dot-com bubble was bursting. And I know exactly where I was in 2008 when Bear Stearns went belly up and Lehman Brothers went belly up and the financial crisis took about 54% out of most people's 401ks. So, Ron, I meet with a lot of really, really smart people who are very accomplished in their fields, medicine, engineering, sales, and business. But it's amazing to me what they don't know about financial markets, about how bonds work, about investment cycles and economic cycles. And most of them are willing to admit, you know what, I'm really good at what I do. I have no idea what you do. And so I would just encourage people, don't make all the mistakes yourself, especially financial mistakes, especially when you're in your 50s and 60s. So just go get some really good advice and make sure it's you're getting it from a fiduciary, somebody who has a moral and a legal responsibility to represent your interests first.
And chances are that that person you talked to, included David Dickens, may have made some of those mistakes, and you can learn from their experience. And David, by the way, you have a few gray hairs as well, don't you?
A couple.
Will Rogers said some really colorful things. I don't think any of them are quite as colorful as that one we had a moment ago. But the only difference between death and taxes is that death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets. Well, that's certainly true these days. What can we learn about that?
So, as I recall, he must have said that probably 90 years ago. But it's funny how certain things still ring true. So, I've mentioned on this show before, the Congressional Budget Office has said and continues to say that because of Social Security and Medicare and interest on the national debt, our taxes need to double. Well, that sounds pretty crazy to me, and it probably sounds pretty crazy to a whole lot of listeners.
Yes, it does.
Except that you look back at our tax rates in the 1960s, they're double what they are today. So you don't have to go very far back in American history to find out that the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, just might be right if we don't fix Social Security, Medicare, interest on the national debt. Last time I checked, I don't hear any call from Washington about cutting the amount we spend on those benefits. So I want to encourage you as you're listening today, just to make sure that you feel really good about your plan if tax rates only go up by half as much as the CBO says they're going to go up. So they only come to get taxes from people with income and assets. You're probably listening to this show because you've got income and you're trying to figure out how to make sure your assets do what you want them to do in retirement. So you're wearing a target. The target is the tax man. And I'm convinced that taxes are going to go up maybe significantly in the future.
David, you're talking about the tax man. I can hear the Beatles in my head right now. Listening, George Harrison and Tax Man, you know. Not to get off on a conversation about music, which I could do. We could talk about music for a while here. But we're talking about Will Rogers. And Will had a really colorful way of saying things. I'm sure we've all heard that, you know, whatever makes you happy, do that. Well, he had a good way of saying that. He said, when you're satisfied, you're successful. That's all there is to success, is satisfaction. What can we learn from that when it comes to retirement planning?
Yeah, being satisfied is actually a pretty terrific goal if you can figure out what that is. I talk to a lot of people who say, well, you know, if I could just get to blank, $600,000 or $1 million, or if I just had $2 million,
yeah,
that's my goal. Well, as we continue in that discussion, that's not really based on anything that's real. It's kind of a guess, or maybe it's what they saw their parents do. So I always make it a point to ask people that I meet with, what's your goal for this money? And more often than not, that answer is not well thought out. So I just encourage the people who come to see me, and I'll encourage every listener today, don't try to chase after a specific net worth or a specific dollar amount in your 401k. Focus on getting a plan that gives you the satisfactory retirement that you want, the confidence that you want and need to make your retirement really, really successful. Figure out what that is and then work toward that.
It really is amazing how many people will say, well, if I can just get to $1 million, for some reason that's a magic number with them. And I don't know if they heard it somewhere or what, but certainly, as David just said, it's not necessarily accurate.
I have an aunt who says $1 million isn't what it used to be. And anybody that's, you know, following the 4% rule knows that $1 million is supposed to generate $40,000 of income for yourself mm-hmm. in retirement every year. You kind of feel like if you're a millionaire, it ought to just really generate a significant lifestyle for you.
Yeah.
Just not the case.
Exactly. We have some great questions today, and we're talking about Will Rogers, the knowledge that he had and the colorful way he had of putting things. He once said, it's not what you pay a man, but what he costs you that counts. How does that relate to retirement planning?
Oh, I love that. So I think the relation to retirement planning would be, don't get too hung up in finding a financial advisor with the lowest management fee or mutual fund with the lowest expense ratio. It's really more to consider about not necessarily the cost, but what's the value you get for the cost. So I can think of two really, really stark examples from my business. One is variable annuities. When I meet with somebody who owns a variable annuity, they don't know it, but they quickly find out they're paying 3-4% a year in fees. Mm-hmm. So if that's a $100,000 variable annuity, they're paying $30,000 or $40,000 a year in fees over 10 years. Mm. Well, that's a staggering amount of money in fees. So before you buy a variable annuity, you got to make sure that you are going to get more than $30,000 to $40,000 of benefit. You got to get way more extra benefit because of that fee. So if you want safety, there are plenty of good fixed annuities or fixed index annuities with a zero fee. So that is where I almost never find the value exceeding the cost. The second example is an S&P 500 mutual fund or an ETF. I'm going to refer to the one that says its ticker symbol is SPY. It mirrors the S&P 500. It has an incredibly low fee, 0.04% a year. But the S&P 500 lost over 50% of its value from late 07 to early 09. And it took 5 years. It took a little more than 5 years just to get back to even. So just because something has a low fee doesn't necessarily mean it's right for you either. I think the takeaway for me and for a lot of people I talk to is nothing in life is free. Just make sure that you're getting what you're paying for.
Really a lot of things to think about on today's show. And Will Rogers is a stimulating thought on my part, I can tell you that much. He said once, I'm not as concerned about the return on my money as I am the return of my money. If you stop and think about that, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Well, it makes a ton of sense. Many of today's pre-retirees would echo that sentiment. But I got to tell you, Ron, the most common time I hear that from anybody's mouth is two times, when people are getting close to retirement or near the bottom of a market crash mm-hmm. or in the next 2 or 3 years after a market crash. But the best time to say it for yourself is near market tops. I've said on this show before, you can't buy low if you didn't sell high. So getting hyper concerned about the return of my money at the bottom of the market just means that you're more inclined to sell at the bottom of the market, exactly what you don't want to do. So if you don't have a way to identify if the market is in a significant uptrend or a significant downtrend, that means that you are really, really unprepared, unless you have a really, really large portfolio. So if you're sitting there today listening to Ron and me and you're saying, being totally honest with yourself, saying, okay, I don't, that's not a part of my plan. Here's what I want to offer to do for you today. I offer something called a financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.